Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Happy Hump Day, Black Twitter. It's your girl, Jeannie Lauren, Black by popular demand. Today I'm going to tweet for people who are easily distracted. You ever get ready to do something, but then realize you meant to do something else, and by the time you get to doing the third thing, you remember you're supposed to be doing the first thing? Meanwhile, the whole time you haven't moved from your spot? Whole time, you've just been sitting there thinking like... If that's ever happened to you, you're my people, and we gotta stick together to help each other out of these infinite brain loops. So y'all, yesterday was Good Morning Black Twitter's 3-month anniversary, and I'm so proud to announce that we now have over 100 subscribers on YouTube. I'm so glad y'all are watching and following the show. Putting it together is not easy at all, and I don't take it for granted that you're following me and watching me and sticking with me every day. It does not go unnoticed or unappreciated. By the way, that's not to leave the podcast listeners out. There are a few different ways to listen to the podcast, so it's not always clear who subscribed to what kind of podcast RSS feed. But y'all show up for me with each episode as well, and I'm grateful for it. Now, if you're watching or listening to the show and you haven't subscribed, what are you waiting for? Subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. And if anyone's listening to the podcast on iTunes, would you rate it on iTunes? That would really be a help getting the word out so other people can find the show too. And while we're talking about things to subscribe to, if you like exclusive content and perks, go to goodmorningblacktwitter.com and sign up for the newsletter. It used to go out Saturdays, but now it's going out Sundays because I realized having a weekly newsletter before the week is over doesn't quite make a lot of sense. And lastly, if you know any artists, brands, or businesses that would like to be featured in the newsletter, go to goodmorningblacktwitter.com, head to the About page, scroll down, and fill out the form so you can be a friend to the show, and the show can be a friend to you. Okay, so let's get down to business, because I don't know about you, but my timeline has been on a certain topic for the last few days, and I have some questions. My timeline's been having this conversation that kind of stemmed from Issa Rae's show on HBO, Insecure. Now, if you haven't been watching Issa's show on HBO, that's okay because I hadn't been watching it either. Not because the show was bad, just because there's so much good TV, something had to get cut and I made an executive decision. No offense, Issa. Then Atlanta had its season finale, so I had a little bit more time to devote to start watching another TV show. So I started watching Pitch, which actually isn't as good as I thought it was gonna be, but not bad. Like, it's watchable, it's okay. But anyway, I digress. So I finally made time to binge watch and catch up on Insecure since my timeline had been talking about it for days. Days. If you've never watched the show, the main character, Issa, has a best friend named Molly who's dating a man who had an intimate experience with the same sex. It was a man who had sex with a man once, but he's not gay or bi. It was just that one time thing. And from that episode, someone asked the women of Black Twitter if they would date a man who was bi, and a whole lot of homophobia happened. Obviously, not every response was homophobic, but there were a lot of responses that kind of echoed the sentiments of the characters on the show. He's gay. I want a man who's a man. As if gay men aren't men. Yada, yada, yada. And I'm not even gonna get into the woke conversation of this being the way Black women uphold patriarchy. My question is, how are you desperate and against someone who is all for you? Because my thing is, women will be out here dating broke boys, drug dealers, rappers who ain't got nothing to show for it but mixtapes, dudes with 9 babies by 6 baby mamas, abusive dudes, stupid dudes, ugly dudes, smelly dudes, cheating dudes, fraudulent dudes, and everything in between. But a man who happens to like women as well as men is going too far? Y'all look real funny in the light. Just saying. And you can't even really just say, oh, I was never attracted to that type of man, because there's no bisexual look, really. As far as I know, I've never even met a bisexual man, which I probably have, I just wouldn't know. Even a lot of gay men look just like straight men, except maybe with better hygiene and skincare as a general rule. Though even that is not so cut and dry. Anywho, back to the topic. Women, in general, will tie themselves to some trash men, but if a guy who's actually good comes along, you're gonna turn him down because he's bi? Not gay, bisexual? Girl, I guess, more for me. I have some pretty high standards, I've been told, and there's a lot that I won't accept, but a man's sexuality is not one of those things that's gonna stop me. And you might be thinking, Jeannie, what about AIDS? Condoms. Condoms are still 99% effective against the transmission of HIV/AIDS when used consistently and correctly. Considering I've never had an STD or a pregnancy, I'm gonna vouch for that. I am the 99%. But Jeannie, what if he cheats on you? So wait, I'm supposed to feel better about getting cheated on because the other person is a woman? Either way, everybody gotta die, so it really makes no never mind to me. I can't even think of what other objections one would have that don't just sound silly and homophobic when you hold them up to the light. But you know what? Maybe I just don't know. Why don't you let me know, ladies? If you said that you wouldn't date a bisexual man, hit me up in the comments on goodmoneyblacktwitter.com or tweet me at GMBTShow and let me know your thoughts and reasons. You know, I'm always here for the tweets and I'd love to hear from you. This show's over, but the day's just beginning. Have a good morning, Black Twitter.